This is the Business Opportunities Weekend Wrap-Up for October 16th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. The week started off with the Small Business Administration making 17,000 more businesses eligible for its loans, preferential treatment for federal contracts, and other programs. One of the biggest winners is new car dealers, an extra 5,700 of whom will now qualify for SBA programs. The definition of small for that industry is now not more than 200 workers, as opposed to the previous definition of maximum annual sales of $29 million. According to Fast Company, Walmart generates a lot of recyclable waste. So instead of sending it to the recycling plants, the retail giant has decided to divert some of it to Worldwise, a sustainable pet products company. Worldwise will take Walmart's waste for free, including bottles, hangers, bags, and corrugated cardboard, and convert it into dog beds, cat litter pans, scoops, scratchers, and litter liners. Apple has filed a trademark application for the company's now ubiquitous catchphrase, "There's an app for that." Apple filed for the trademark back in December 2009, citing first commercial use of the phrase on January 26, 2009. Creative Commons has announced the release of a public domain mark, a tool that will help easily identify those works that are free of copyright restrictions. The mark, the letter C that's associated with the symbol for copyright, but with a slash through it, is meant to make it clear that the material is free to reuse. Works are part of the public domain when their copyright expires or when the artist designates the work as such. This means that people can copy, modify, distribute, and perform the work, even for commercial purposes, without asking for permission. We also brought you the story of one company that took on the big boys. Frito-Lay has nearly 60% of the potato chip market and has dominated the healthy chip segment since introducing baked Lay's back in 1996. Pop Chips began its campaign to upend the snack aisle in 2007. Co-founder pals Keith Belling and Pat Turpin created a cross between a potato chip and a rice cake by popping potatoes like popcorn. Because no oil is used in the popping process, Pop Chips have fewer calories and less than half the fat of fried potato chips. Pop Chips expects to grow another 200% this year, with sales exceeding $40 million. In this week's edition of That's My Business, we talked to Tammy Oakley, founder and president of Wish It Candles, about starting a business from scratch. And finally, how often do you find a business idea within an insult? Lynn Thompson has a soft spot for cats, to say the least. She's been a cat lover since she first adopted her first one over 20 years ago. Frustrated by the lack of resources for the products she wanted and inspired by a need for a new form of income, the idea to start a business based on cat products wasn't far from her mind. However, it was when a man left an insulting comment about her that she found the perfect name, Old Maid Cat Lady, and a business was born. Her business is now home to over 1,000 products. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday for more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.